Good morning, this is Jeremy Dees of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. Today, 1st of February 2012, and I want to give a quick report on the Global Life Planning Conference that I attended in London last week. This is a two-day conference organised by the Kinder Institute, and it was a very significant event that demonstrated, I think, both in terms of the numbers attending, the speakers, and the content itself, the growing importance of life planning to meet really radically changing demands of consumers. And we do that by marketing and delivering really true client-centered financial advice. The opening session of the conference was what's called a World Cafe, run by Mary Zimmerman from the States. And this helped really to set the context of the conference. And out of this, I think three different themes arose. First, it's clients themselves who are seeing their ambitions unrealized and looking for more realism in their lives and looking, I think, also for a simple life. Many of us agreed that for the client, the pendulum has now swung so far towards the material world and away from any form of spirituality that we're now beginning to see the pendulum start to swing back, and certainly a desire for a different form of life. And to that end, we all agreed that clients are out there demanding help to achieve this. We all agreed that business, particularly business related to financial services, had much to answer for at the moment, that there was a deep disrespect for financial services, and the feeling that businesses going forward that prove popular with consumers will be those that are not just in the business of making profits, but those that have social and environmental agendas as well. And then we looked at advisors and how in this context it's important that advisors become much more client-centered, something that life planning helps them to do. And it's important that advisors spread the word to consumers in the first place, but also to other advisors and help to convert them to a new and better way of providing financial services. There were, I think, three main themes for the conference. The first centered on day-to-day life planning, and we were fortunate to have demonstrations and practices of life planning from George Kinder, a very fascinating session on working with couples from Louis Wilbericht, and quite a lot of discussion on practice management and practice development, of course. The second theme, I think, was based around ourselves as clients, i.e. we've got to treat ourselves as clients. And this centered really on the importance of being present, being mindful, being in the moment, and being able to use inner listening to improve both our own health and well-being, as well as creating the right conditions for powerful and transformative conversations with clients. And there are a number of sessions on this, including a very lively session hosted by Nicholas Chagrin, who looked at presence, explored the meaning of presence and its importance, and helps us to practice being present. Another fascinating session by James Benjamin from the States looked at meditation as a way of helping to live in the moment and methods of grounding the mind, something that's so important to help build trust through silent listening and empathy. And we also had a session on using the right brain or right brain techniques for communicating complex ideas to clients. Theme three was all about communicating to the market. And ideas here included adapting life planning to serve the middle market and not just higher net worth individuals. Some very interesting stuff there. The use of social media, the use of the internet, and a couple of very interesting demonstrations by Dutch planners. One including a fascinating web application called yourafterlife.com, well worth looking at. All about helping to plan and record your life. And also emphasis on the importance of becoming masters not just of our subjects and of coaching practices, but also of business and becoming authorities in our own right. In summary, there are many stories from Coalface which showed the incredible success of life planning both for practitioners and clients. And these demonstrated the real benefits of true client-centered financial advice and the demand for it. And I think, as did everyone, left the conference feeling that we were a group of pioneers able to change clients' lives for the better in a way they would never have thought possible, and ultimately to change the world.